Welcome. Welcome to the Soul Magic Podcast, and I'm your host, Jillian White, your soulful witch. For many moons now, I've been teaching in the spiritual world, and I have noticed that people often move through life on autopilot, going through the motions, with each day passing like the other, missing the gifts, existing and not living. So for this podcast, my intention is to lead you to hear the whispers of your soul and trust the messages from the stars. Let's walk with intention, inviting magic into our lives to awaken that spark of our soul. Today, we have a special episode dedicated to the powerful and enchanting festival of Samhain, a time of transformation, reflection, and honoring our ancestors, a time to honor the cycles of life, death, and rebirth. As well, it's a great time to seek guidance from the unseen realm. Samhain is celebrated on October 31st, aka Halloween, and is considered the witch's new year. It marks the end of the harvest season and the beginning of winter. How about for a moment you close your eyes and visualize this with me? I'll share a little snippet as to how I feel the people before us who have celebrated this blessed time of year. In the ancient Celtic lands, people gathered to celebrate Samhain because the veil between the physical world and the spirit world was believed to be the thinnest during this time, allowing for easier communication with the departed loved ones and spirit. As the night fell and bonfires were lit, the villagers would dress in costumes made of animal hides and wear masks to disguise themselves from any malevolent spirits that might be roaming freely. They would also have offerings of food and drink for the departed loved ones. They would light candles and they would guide their spirits back home. During the festivities, the Celts believed in divination practices, such as scrying in the flames, or perhaps using apple peels to reveal the initials of true lovers. These customs are seen as ways to gain insight into the coming year. The celebration of Samhain was also a time for storytelling. Elders would gather around the fire and share tales of heroes and heroines, mythical creatures, and wisdom of the ages. These stories reinforced the connection between the living and the spirit world, and passed down important wisdom. As the night continued, the villagers danced and sang, reveling in the magic of the season. Now, doesn't that sound wonderful? I think so too. And guess what? You too can invite the magic of the season into your life as well. Let's dive into the ways we can celebrate this time of year. I like to call in the goddess Morrigan during this time of the year. She is associated with death and transformation. She appears in many different forms depending on your tales, but as a shapeshifter, she often appears as a raven or a crow, where she would fly overhead during battle, frightening everyone as she went, and instilling courage in soldiers, and of course giving them strength, anger, and rage. So I find this interesting. I actually had an experience with crows over the summer. I had left my house in a huff. I was actually really mad at my husband and kids, basically for not listening, typical stuff. And so I left stomping out and slamming the door, and I got in my car and put on empowering music, rolled down my windows, and started driving. So I'm driving along, the wind blowing through my hair, and I'm just raving, mad. And I live out in the country just for reference. And so it's just me on the road. And all of a sudden, I noticed a crow was flying alongside me on eye level on my passenger side. And I thought, this is interesting. And then another crow flew in and was flying at my eye level on the driver's side. So here I am being flanked by these two crows, like shut the front door. But boy, did I feel their strength overcome me. And I just said to them, all right, let's do this. Kind of funny. There I was driving along with these two crows. I think we went along for at least a kilometer. It was something else. But how appropriate is that, though? The goddess of battle came to support me during a time of conflict when I was in need. I definitely felt empowered after that. Nature is amazing. The goddess, Morrigan, is amazing. The number 3 is also a common symbol for the Morrigan. This can be attributed to the fact that she comes from a trio of sisters. Sometimes three lines are connected and depicted as a triple spiral energy that flows from her body, as she is a giver and sustainer of life. So she's also referred as a triple goddess. She's definitely a beautiful goddess to call upon this time of year, especially when we're in a need for extra protection, strength, and courage. To honor the Morrigan during Samhain, you can create a ritual that involves setting up an altar with symbols of her, such as the triple spiral, a crow's feather, dark cauldron, perhaps a black candle. And then you can light that candle and speak from your heart, a beautiful heartfelt invocation welcoming the Morrigan's presence and asking for her guidance during this liminal time when the veil between the worlds are thin. And you can offer her offerings such as dark chocolates, red wine, mead, herbs associated with protection and transformation, such as mugwort. You can spend some time in reflection or divination, seeking her wisdom and embracing the transformative energies of Samhain. And like in any ritual, we should always end in gratitude and offer our thanks. So you'll offer your thanks to Morrigan for her presence in your life. So be it. And so it is. One of the central themes of Samhain is honoring our ancestors. During this time, people would set a place at their tables for their deceased family members and leave offerings to honor and remember them. This practice is similar to the Day of the Dead, or it's also called a Dumb Supper. No, it's not what it sounds like. The Dumb Supper refers to being silent. Now, the origins of this tradition are debated, and some claim it goes back to ancient cultures. Others believe it's relatively a new idea. Regardless, it's one that's observed by many people around the world. So if you choose to have a dumb supper, there are just a few simple guidelines to follow. You want to create a sacred space. Remember, a sacred space is a safe space. So you either cast a circle, you can smudge, or any method that calls to you. You'll turn off any phones and TVs, eliminating outside distractions. Have plenty of candles because you want to turn out the lights. Remember that this is a solemn and silent occasion. It's a time of silence. So if you have guests, you might want to tell them ahead of time about what to be prepared for. So you'll set a place at the table for each guest. Reserve the head of the table for the place of the spirits. Yes, you can honor more than one. You can place pictures and items that represent your loved ones, or you can use candles. Also, you can shroud the spirit chair in black or white cloth. As each guest enters the room, it's a lovely gesture to stop at the spirit chair and offer gratitude, love, or a silent prayer. When everyone has finished eating, each guest can write a note to the ancestors and then go to the head of this table where the spirit sits. Focus on the note and then burn it in the candle's flame. You may wish to do this on a plate or a small cauldron if you have one on hand to catch the burning bits of paper, or you can do it outside and say your goodbyes. Yes, to some, the dumb supper may seem a bit odd or creepy, but finding meaningful ways to acknowledge our grief, our thoughts and sadness around death is healthy and will only help us navigate missing our loved ones with more ease and grace. Death, both our own and death of those we love, is arguably one of the most challenging parts of the human journey. Often we sweep it into the quiet parts of our soul and let the cobwebs collect. Too often we mourn alone, holding our emotions inside. Samhain is an opportunity. It's a season to drag out our grief, air it out, share it with people who care about us. You know, honoring our ancestors during Samhain is a powerful way to connect with your roots and find healing and the guidance for your soul's journey ahead. This act of remembrance can provide you a sense of closure, allow you to seek their wisdom, offer a path to healing, healing those wounds, and finding the strength to move forward with blessings. What a beautiful way of honoring our ancestors. Other ways to celebrate this blessed time of the year. You can perform any form of divination to seek insights into the future, tapping into your intuitive abilities, lighting candles, you can't go wrong with that, carving pumpkins, participating in big bonfire ceremonies, dressing up in costumes, having fun, telling spooky stories, gather with your loved ones and your ones that have passed. These are wonderful ways of celebrating Samhain. As I wrap up this enchanting episode, I want to thank you, my dear magical listeners, for joining me on this journey into the mystical realm of Samhain. Remember, the magic of this season is not confined to a single day. It can be a source of inspiration and transformation throughout the year. Now, if you enjoyed this episode or any of my episodes, I would love for you to hit the subscribe button, or if you feel called to, give me a 5-star rating, not a 1. Or a lovely note would be nice. I would be deeply grateful. Until next time, may your path be illuminated by the wisdom of the ancients. Blessed Samhain. Our circle is open but unbroken. Merry meet, merry part, merry meet again. Blessed be, my magical listeners.